Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. This morning, I'm fangirling a little bit. I'm very excited to have these guests. I've wanted to have them in the studio for a very long time. I have John and Natasha Dean, Wildwood Resort and Marina owners. Thank you guys.
Hello.
Hey, Tiffany. Nice to be here.
Good to be here.
So for those people who, for some reason, have lived under a rock, Wildwood Resort and Marina is out in Granville, but it doesn't feel... It's beautiful. It feels classy. You've had masseuses out there that were doing massages on Sunday. You have tried to like make this a really classy, but you also have campground out there. So tell me what you guys, in your words, tell me what is Wildwood?
You want to go first, hon?
Well, sure. John and I have traveled a good deal in our, careers and in our life, and we always came back to Granville. It was our place where we had our family time and we restored our batteries. And
you came at this was a vacation this was a
we the first time we came up was on our houseboat. Mm-hmm. From Old Hickory Lake. We kept a houseboat. We lived in Nashville, raised our kids in Nashville, kept a houseboat on Old Hickory Lake, and came up in the mid-90s on our houseboat and discovered Granville Marina. And just kind of fell in love with it as a destination. It's quiet. We like quiet.
Especially from Nashville. I would imagine you kind of need to get out of that hustle and bustle.
Exactly. And it was so helpful for us. We were both working hard.
It's a recovery place, regeneration.
Yeah. And what kind of things were you doing as work at that time?
I was I ran a research lab at Vanderbilt University. I did cancer research there. I was on the faculty in the Department of Surgery and Radiology.
No stress there.
Great run. But yeah, a lot of late nights writing grants and, taking all that on vacation with me and, not kind of burning the candle at both ends, trying to be a good mom, be a good community member. You know, we were very active in our church. We'd both served on vestry.
Great and wife, too.
Great mom and a great wife. And so I mean, I think what Wildwood represents now, it's our idea, we've often said, of our perfect Saturday night. So no matter where we went in the world, or it has little pieces of that, and it has little pieces of what was there that drew us to it in the first place.
Well, and so was this kind of a retirement plan of some sort for you guys? I mean, you're not really... quite retirement age, I would think, but
you take that one.
We did end up retiring within a couple of years of each other. Natasha went first, mainly to take care of our aging parents. And then I was about 2018. And, with 20 years at Granville as a second home and really being totally in love with the place, sitting up on the porch with a bird's eye view of the marina and the town, it just kept rolling around in our heads for two decades, what a great place it is. And so when we did free up, it just sort of was a natural step. The truth of the matter is that our initial partners in the venture were Donna Jones and Kevin Jones from the Timberloft, and they were renting the restaurant from the former owner of the Granville Marina, and they would have a coffee clutch out there on Saturday morning and have a discussion with community people about how do we liven things up here? What can we do? Should we have a beer festival? Should we, invite people to a party or Halloween, whatever it might be. And I'm looking around and I'm staring at this beautiful place and I'm thinking somebody ought to buy this and make it into something. And that afternoon I called the previous owner, Herb Ruck, who's a friend of mine, and said, Herb, can you come over to the house? We want to talk to you about the marina. And so one thing led to another, and next thing you know, we're marina owners. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Donna. Thank you, Kevin.
So what were you doing, John, before that? What was your career job, I guess?
So I was a career healthcare consultant working with physicians and hospitals at the intersection of the hospital physician relationship. I started my own company in the back room of the house and grew it to a very large size. And
so entrepreneurship has been in your blood for a while.
Oh, yeah. I mean, running businesses and helping businesses to thrive, and mainly in the healthcare sector. We went to a fundraiser and heard a speaker say this. And in that moment I retired, he said, the opposite of more is not less. The opposite of more is enough. And it really just struck a chord in me that it was time to do something very different. We've done enough of this. We've proven to ourselves we can do what we've done. But how about something very, very different? And so we've carved out this new life for ourselves. And the big opportunity for the two of us is that now we work together on a daily basis, which our entire careers we did not. I mean, we shared the raising of the kids to some degree. But, you know, we were each going our own direction and career, and now we're together every day.
In case you're just joining us, I have John and Natasha Dean, Wildwood Resort and Marina owners, and you are husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And so that has got to be, like you said, it's different. And so in some ways that could be a great different, and some ways that could be a not so great different. So without looking at each other, just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if it's a good different or a bad different.
What would you say?
I'm sure there was adjustment periods that you guys have, you know, kind of gone through of just, I think that can be a retirement period.
I mean, I think the thing for us is we're both lifelong learners, and so, you know, we both just jumped into this. I think we spent the first couple of years really learning from Donna and Kevin Jones, who have been in the hospitality industry for 20 years. And we learned so much. We learned so much. But then, you know, when we became closer to a year-round business, it was bigger than they wanted to do together with the Timberloft, which has been the thing that they grew from scratch and is a mainstay. And so at that point, we had to really dig down deep in, you know, in learning how to do inventories and learning how to you know, how hospitality staffing works. And
where did you find those things? How did you, I mean, you said you were lifelong learners.
OTJ, baby.
OTJ?
On the job.
OTJ. We also have another one, which is FFT, which is, it's your first freaking time.
Yeah.
And what that basically refers to is you will fall on your face and you will look foolish, but you will learn and you will grow and you will, it's life.
Yeah.
To do that. And so we often laugh and say FFT because it's hard.
Well, and I would imagine that both of you described very stressful, very maybe somewhat emotionally taxing previous careers, just very heavy. And in the hospitality industry, you're dealing with people who are coming out to the lake, who are coming out to eat, who are coming to stay in cabins and spend time with their family. And people are probably in a little bit different mindset than in your previous jobs.
Yeah. It's so much fun being in the joy delivery business,
yeah.
You know, as opposed to being the guy that's making adjustments, often negative adjustments to physician pay cuts and things like that. So, I mean, it's really joyful to be in the business of making people happy. And I'd say we're successful, you know, 99.5% of the time.
I was going to mention that you do have a boat launch there. And I've heard that is maybe one of the most easily ways that people can get divorced is husband and wives helping each other launch a boat. I've heard that that's right. One of the most stressful things in
hilarious.
The world is launching a boat.
Is it even more than putting up wallpaper together? I thought that was the number one.
Maybe that.
I'll tell you, the thing about Natasha and I is that Natasha, being a cancer research scientist, she goes very deep. She's a researcher. So she's a mile deep and very focused. And I tend to be a mile wide and an inch deep. And that's been a great learning for me, that how we can complement each other. Because when we need to go deep, she's there. And when we need to be wide, I'm there. And
which is what you need in business partners.
We need
whether
to complement.
That's, you know, a husband and wife team or just a business partner is being able to kind of complement each other's.
Make each other's weaknesses irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so if I don't see something, she sees it.
So you did have, you mentioned that you found this place because you were on a houseboat. So you did have some nautical experience in your.
Yes. Well, before we came to we were in Tennessee. We were in Galveston, Texas, and before that, John was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland,
Chesapeake
on the Chesapeake Bay. So We moved to Tennessee in 1992, and we actually brought a little sailboat with us, and we set it out on Percy Priest Lake, and we would go out on the weekends, and we would sit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, compared to Galveston, it just, there, the wind wasn't there. So we bought a ladder, and we, you know, swam off the back for a while, and then John discovered this houseboat thing, and so that sort of opened up a new avenue.
So did you think that owning a marina would be in your wheelhouse ever, or you really fell in love with Granville Marina?
Well, we fell in love with Granville for sure, and I mean, I'm a guy. I like boats. And so the whole concept of being in and around a marina is a very attractive work environment. Now, did I studiously think and plan carefully to grow up to be a marina owner? No, it was really an accident. But it is a beautiful place to work. Our team of people feels like family, and we care for one another, and we go through a lot of stressful situations together, and there's a lot of rewards that come from that. I think it's great to have the opportunity and the blessing to do something totally different after 30 or 40 years of doing the same thing.
Well, and like you said, in a totally different capacity of just, you know, does it feel like work, or does it feel like I'm retired and I get to make some money while I'm doing this?
It feels like work. It feels like work, but it also feels like an adventure.
Yeah.
And, you know, meeting so many different people and getting close to many people. I mean, I think the people that we've been closest to in our lives have been the people that we've worked side by side with.
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful.
We'll be back in a second.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have John and Natasha Dean in from Wildwood Resort and Marina. You guys are the owners. And so you just kind of mentioned in the last segment that you like that you are a family atmosphere, and you know, you share each other's pain. What was your reason for creating a company culture like that? You know, as the owners, you can kind of create what you want. And so why have it that way?
Well, Wildwood is really a combination of physical facilities, the physicality of all that, and the people. And the people come in two flavors. We have the people that work there, and we have the guests. And all of that gets stirred around in the pot together to make the secret sauce, which is the Wildwood experience. And we are blessed to have a large number, I think 38 or so young people, primarily some of them, you know, 20, 30 years younger than we are, who bring a beautiful spirit to the work, who are enthusiastic and self-actualized in their work, really excited to be there. And some of them have a rough day every once in a while, and we lift them up. We have a large number of them pursuing higher education, and we're just now instituting a scholarship program for our employees that supports them in their schoolwork.
How do you recruit? Because you're not exactly around the corner from Tennessee Tech or really much. So how do you recruit?
We care about Tennessee Tech. We value their partnership in helping us to identify talent. A number of our of our people are students at Tech.
Well, but how do you, what do you think it is? There's got to be something, like you said, a special sauce that draws people out there, because you're not just, I mean, most Tech students are not going to want to drive out to Granville for a job.
Unless it's on the water.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, there's soft ice cream involved. And, you know, there's a lot, you know, you've experienced it. You drive out there and suddenly it doesn't seem that far for what you get.
Yeah. And it's amazing to have a resort and the resort feel that's still so close, you know, to the Cookeville area.
Mm-hmm.
But you are kind of in another area, you know, you're kind of not just next door to Cookeville.
And I think people really do, you know, there is opportunity represented there if people are interested in hospitality. We just had a group events coordinator who was wonderful, but she's going on to the Hermitage Hotel in Nashville from her work with us.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people move on and can advance in a variety of different ways. So I think it's it for some people, it represents real opportunity.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So what was your decision to take it? You mentioned that at one point you pivoted to be a year-round facility, to change the name from Granville to Wildwood, to really rebrand, breathe an amazing amount of life into this location.
Well, Granville Marina is a beautiful spot. But it was really not a sustainable enterprise. Think about it. There were 4 2-bedroom cabins built in 1972, and there were 4 lodge rooms that were sort of like hotel rooms, but they were more like fishing huts, and a campground with about 16 RV spots, not really at scale, and a pretty small restaurant operation under a subcontractual arrangement, no meeting room, no lobby. You know, 120 boat slips, some of which were built in the late 60s, early 70s, and some built in the mid 80s, and some brand new, beautiful ones that Herb Ruck built in the late 2008, 2009 range, and so it needed to change in order to be financially sustainable, and we felt that we needed to take the number of keys, that is, places you can spend the night with one key. To up to the mid 30s. So we have 36 keys now. And that represents about 40 bedrooms so that we could attract groups, family reunions, weddings, corporate retreats, and then to create some spaces, some indoor and outdoor spaces that would allow those groups to come together and connect either around a fire pit, under a pavilion, listening to music, or in a beautiful meeting room, you know, with speakers suspended from the ceilings and 85-inch televisions on the wall, so you could figure out the strategy for your company next year.
In case you're just joining us, we have John and Natasha Dean, and we're talking about Wildwood Resort and Marina today. So you made this decision, okay, we're going to rebrand, we're going to change things, we're going to expand. Why not try and make it 100 rooms, 200 keys? Why not go overboard?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're constrained by resources like everybody. The property is 15.7 acres, and, you know, a future owner might do that in order to grow revenue and make it more profitable than it otherwise might be. But we sort of felt like there's some magic in being small and having an intimate place. And, you know, what's really cool about Wildwood is we've been sold out the last 6 weekends, you know, the end of June through the end of July. And it doesn't feel crazy. It feels warm and it's human and, you know, people are walking around having fun and you sense all that vibe, but it's not crazy. And, you know, we've been living before we made our permanent home in Jackson County. We've been living in the Gulch in Nashville. Now, that's crazy. And so we didn't want to go there. You know, we didn't want to go for bachelorette parties and whooping it up and, you know, the bar open till 3 a.m. and, you know, having trouble settling down, at the end of the day. We wanted a place where people could come and relax and refresh. And, you know, at 10 o'clock, they could count on it being quiet enough to enjoy a great night's sleep.
Well, and one of the things that you guys, initiatives that you guys have felt passionate about is the lake cleanup as well. And so you've been part of an initiative with that. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
That started with, we joined the Adopt a Stream program with the Cumberland River Compact. And the first year we did a call for volunteers, and we do it every year in March. We had about 60 volunteers come out, and we picked up 100 bags of trash. And
along the riverbed?
All along the river from Wildwood all the way down to the Veterans Park in Granville. It's about a mile. And we had a great time. We fed everybody lunch, and, you know, everybody just, you know, it's just, it was the beginning of, you could just feel everybody cares about this community. I think when you look at it, we looked at it sometimes before, we thought, you know, it's as if nobody cares. But of course they do care. And all you have to do is raise your hand and say, you know, who's coming with me? And everybody comes out of the woodwork, and it's fantastic. Everybody cares.
I think there's a lot of times where things just need a leader. They just need somebody to move the ball forward.
Exactly.
And it seems like you guys have really been an advocate of moving Granville forward.
And we have a lot of help, too. We have what I call our senior leadership team. I mentioned all the young people that work here, but we've got some old fogies that work with us as well, who are awesome. These are people with, you know, 30, 50, 60 years of life experience or more who live in Granville. And when they heard about what we were doing, they came to see us and said, I want in. And, you know, they're on payroll and, you know, they're employees technically, but they don't think of themselves that way. They think of this as a vocation, as this, a give back to the community, as a place to live well, you know, in a day-to-day sense. And they are awesome, and they create the culture with us.
Absolutely.
And I can't imagine what economic impact that you've made on Granville with bringing more people in. And I had never been out to Granville before. I had gone out to Wildwood, and driving through the downtown area and seeing what Granville has to offer. There is things to offer besides Wildwood. And so you are an anchor for people to come out there. We'll be back in a second. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry. I have John and Natasha Dean, Wildwood Resort and Marina. So we were just talking about the fact that you guys are the anchor, pun intended now. And so tell me about what that means to you guys.
Well, you know, it's a great concept to think about the anchor, but the truth is the anchor in Granville, the thing that really binds us as a community, is historic Granville. You know, we have an original 1859 country store that was named one of the top 10 most charming country stores in America. We have a live bluegrass radio show 52 Saturdays a year on 50 or more AM radio stations worldwide, and an indoor-outdoor museum that's unparalleled in the Upper Cumberland. And so it's a destination unto itself. And now we have a place for people to stay, spend a couple of days, and enjoy great food at our place, but maybe the bluegrass concert at the old Sutton store. So it's very complimentary. It's almost a yin and yang. Wouldn't you say, Natasha?
I would. Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, the many things that are cropping up, you know, Gainsboro is really getting some legs with the Bull and Thistle and the Stolen Coin. And now there's a coffee shop with a tech store. And, you know, it's a cute downtown area that people, you know, weren't frequenting. But now we can say to our guests, why don't you go on up to Gainsboro and check that out? Or Roaring River, where they have more kayaks, and at the Roaring River Outfitters up there, and beautiful, you know, picnic grounds with a playground. The more that we have, the more that develops, just the more that people flock and use all of it. It's not about any one thing.
I love the collaboration of the area, is that you don't feel like Bull and Thistle, well, we have our own restaurant, we don't want to send people there. It's the collaboration of, you know, if they're succeeding, you're succeeding. If you're
exactly.
succeeding,
definitely.
High tides, right? Raise all ships. Right?
Definitely. That's exactly
look at me with all these.
you're doing all these. Yeah.
Maybe if you're looking for somebody to, you know, hire, I'll put my application in. So let's go through what exactly, you know, what do you guys have there? You have some Airstreams.
So we have seven different modalities of lodging. And it ranges from a 14-room inn with four-star hotel.
Which let me put out, you opened in the middle of the pandemic.
Opened June 12th last year. and sold out for the month of July. It's been awesome, very well received. And we've kept a couple of the old 1972 rustic cabins, which are very popular and also pet friendly. About half of our places are pet friendly.
And have you updated those?
It's a little bit lipstick on a pig. I mean, we just, you know, new beds and beautiful linens, 400 thread count.
It's not the beds that were there from the 70s.
But no. But people love them. And, you know, you slap a coat of paint on them, they look beautiful. Floating harbor cottage houseboat, king bed, fully equipped kitchen for self-catering, as well as a beautiful living area up top. But the big surprise is you go down 7 steps and there are 2 queen beds and a cuddy cabin down below. So it sleeps 6. And we have 2 of those. And then we have 6 one-room village cabins, 250 square feet, shiplap interior, built in Brush Creek by our...
And are those the newest accommodations?
Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, those
Bob Gursky is a good friend and neighbor who brought us a plan to, you know, I think he thought we'd like one. And I said, this looks great. We'll take 6. And we built it around a communal artisan fire pit. And so it's a great point of connection for, you know, couples that come together. And we actually had 3 different couples a couple weeks ago who were there, never met. And they enjoyed each other so much, they committed to come next year on the same date.
Aww.
Traded their information and all of that. Family reunions love it too. And across the street, across the driveway, are 3 beautiful luxury homes, lake homes, queen bed, full bath, queen sofa couch, and a beautiful porch overlooking
kitchen,
full kitchen, mm-hmm. And a beautiful porch overlooking the river and the lake through the trees. So what have I left out? The 4-room lodge. Mm-hmm. And the 5 vintage Airstreams ranging.
I've mentioned the Airstreams a couple times. Yeah. Now I'm excited about that.
1960 to 2017. So we have more modern ones and a few older golden oldies. And they're awesome. They're all in excellent condition. And they offer a really unique experience without having to go to any of the trouble of camping. It's all set up for you.
So not to be sexist, but everything is beautiful. Every detail of everything. Is that your hand in things, Natasha?
I mean, I certainly played a role in it. But again, as John mentions, we have a team. And we have, you know, our head of hotels, and concierge Karen Tillman has a background in real estate and staging, and she, you know, had her own staging company, and she's brilliant. And you know, some of the things that we've built, the salt boxes and the harbor cottages in particular, architecturally, and the village cabins as well, architecturally are just so well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
They let a lot of light in. It's easy to decorate something that's beautiful with a lot of windows.
You know, even down to the fact that you name every single, you know, area that
that's
people are.
That's Natasha.
The naming is me. And it, you know, we had a retreat and we were talking about vision, and I went outside and I found this frog. It's a leopard frog. And I picked it up and I looked at its eyes. Its eyes were literally gold, like glittering gold. And I thought to myself, you know, people think of Jackson County as an economically distressed county, but we're so rich here. And what we want, we're so rich that our frogs have golden eyes. And what we want people to experience when they come here is that sight of that frog, the sound of the birds. We want the taste of this area. We want all of you to experience what Jackson County really is. And so we've named all the in rooms and cabins after rivers and tributaries of the Cumberland River. And we've named the docks after water birds, osprey, kingfisher, eagle, heron. And we've named we used the music, because music is a big part of what we offer too. The Airstreams are all named after country music stars, the women, and the village cabins are all named after country music stars, the men.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Patsy,
Dolly.
Loretta, Dolly, and you know, they're just, it's just makes it fun. It's like camp for adults, you know, it's just, everything has a theme.
So on top of the fact that you have all these 40 keys of places for people to stay, you also have state-of-the-art restaurant as well with, yeah. you know.
Well, the chef. I mean, Chef Maxwell has been a mainstay in Baxter, Cookeville area for a long time.
An amazing, you know, and you have a variety of drinks. You have brunch on Sundays. Mm-hmm. That is just, you know, you can so go.
I've got 18 pounds to prove it.
You know, yeah. you can get dressed up. It's a great place to mm-hmm. go to feel like you have, you know, a nice Sunday brunch, a mm-hmm. nice date night. Or yeah. And then you have live music that you started. And mm-hmm. and so, and you do rent paddleboards mm-hmm. and kayaks.
Paddleboards, kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddleboards, all that. And nine tri-tune boat rentals. So we used to call them pontoons, but they have three tunes now because they're nicer yeah. and more stable. And then we've got this amazing boardwalk. It's the longest boardwalk in the state of Tennessee, and it leads you out to what we call the Sunset Pavilion, which directly faces the sunset at the end of the day. It's like being on a boat walking out there.
But you didn't have to do that. That, you know, you had the places for people to stay.
Sure.
You had the restaurant. That boardwalk isn't necessarily something that is concrete putting dollars in your pocket. What made you want to do all the details of everything
the
beautiful?
The opportunity to do something really unique and special that everyone notices and enjoys.
That's true. I mean, you know? it is very true. You got, like I said, yeah. down to all the details. So if people want to, where are you guys located? So what river is that? What body of water is that on?
We call it the Cumberland River, but it's also Cordell Hull Lake. Okay. It's 18 miles upriver from Carthage. But I will mention, we get visitors from Minnesota, from New Orleans, from New York, who come by boat and stay with us for 3 or 4 days while they're on their journey by boat. Some people do this for a couple years at a time.
You can't come from New York to there by boat. You can.
You can. Through the inland waterways and the Gulf of Mexico and the Mississippi River, you can make your way to Wildwood. And people do.
That is awesome.
And it's amazing. They typically stay 3 or 4 days when they come from faraway places, and they love it.
So how can people find you if they want to find you on social media, want to find your website?
WildwoodResortAndMarina.com. Visit Wildwood.com.
Visit Wildwood.com is the best place to find us on our website.
And we're
Facebook.
Facebook is Wildwood Resort and Marina. Instagram.
There's a phone number, which I haven't memorized.
There's a phone number.
Yeah.
People don't use phone numbers anymore.
Yeah, you would be surprised. We have people answering the phone all day long.
So real quick before we wrap up, what can we expect next? What's kind of the next thing on the docket of?
Well, this will be our, last year we stayed open until New Year's, and we had a beautiful, 14-foot tall Christmas tree in the lobby. It was so fun. And we have a fireplace in the lobby, and we've tried out the hot chocolate cart. That works great. You know, we always have our s'mores and our fire pits going. We're talking about doing some lights, because it gets kind of dark and dreary, you know, when the time change happens, and we thought maybe we might looking at some lights for this season.
This will be our first year open year round. We closed right after New Year's and didn't reopen until March 7th last year. So we're interested in trying to find different reasons to come to Wildwood in the wintertime.
Let me tell you, I would think that Valentine's Day would be mm-hmm. a hot spot for people to go to.
Holiday parties, we'll enjoy doing those. We have a number of corporate retreats already being scheduled even through November right now. And folks are talking, we have a wedding on January 22nd. Because that's when they need to have their wedding, and they love Granville and they love Wildwood.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited to
be producing
that.
We're going to go year round.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I can't wait to see what you guys do throughout the winter. I have sat on the deck when it's been zipped up before out there, so mm-hmm. you can sit on the patio and be, you know, in climate controlled a bit. So everybody go check out Wildwood Resort and Marina out in Granville. Go out for live music. Stay for the night.
Stay two nights.
I'm excited to see what you guys, you know, where you take this. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks
Tiffany.
Having us.
This was fun.